Regina. Officials gathered at Government House on August 26 to celebrate a selection of dedicated community volunteers from across the province, with the presentation of the prestigious 2020 Volunteer Service Medals. Lieutenant Governor Russ Morasty presented the medals to 10 recipients present at the ceremony, as Bernice Woolhouse of Assiniboia was unable to attend. Valerie Cade was also on hand to accept a medal on behalf of her late husband Lieutenant Colonel Robert Cade of Regina, who was awarded posthumously for his service to 3 former lieutenant governors as well as with St. John's Ambulance, the Canadian Infantry Association National Council, the Royal Regina Rifles, and more. The remarkable volunteers that we honored today are strong leaders, each with their own leadership style, said Morasty. And what they share in common is a desire to lend that hand, to help where help is needed. A simple concept, with powerful results. The Volunteer Service Medal is awarded annually, to nominated recipients chosen by a provincial panel, for their outstanding contributions to Saskatchewan through volunteer work. It is deeply gratifying for me to pay tribute to those who give back to our communities and improve the lives of others, said Morasty. For medal recipient Lorraine Silzer, of Assiniboia, being recognized for her extensive volunteer work with the Assiniboia and District Historical Museum is an honor. She has served as a weekly volunteer for more than 25 years. I enjoy it. It's an interesting education, and very nice and fun, said Silzer, of the experience. The community has been very generous in bringing stuff into the museum, antiques and so on. Other medal recipients include Anne Chase, Regina, who has done extensive advocacy work for individuals affected by ovarian cancer, including founding the Saskatchewan Ovarian Cancer Survivors Support Group and serving on the Ovarian Cancer Canada Board of Directors. Peggy George, Melfort, is noted to have been instrumental in raising funds for the Melfort Hospital as the chair of the North Central Healthcare Foundation, as well as a longtime volunteer with the Melfort United Church and the Melfort Mustangs Booster Club. Derek Harrison, Fort Qu'Appelle, was noted to have decades of volunteer service under his hat, including 30 years delivering Meals on Wheels, 60 years serving as a member of the Lions Club and over 70 years playing organ for St. John's Anglican Church. Ken Hartz, Bradwell, is the former mayor and longtime town volunteer, known for his service with the Elks Lodge, with many community fundraisers, and with both the Bradwell Volunteer Fire Department and as a 30-year volunteer with the Medical First Responders Group. Eileen Herman, Qu'Appelle, has served as a volunteer with Girl Guides for more than 35 years, as well as a longtime face on the local library board, Anglican Church and as the founder of the Qu'Appelle Historical Society. She has also worked with international organization Earthwatch, tabulating statistics for conservation projects. Frank McDougall, Saskatoon, has spent decades working and volunteering with the Saskatchewan Archaeology Society, including dedicating his time to help with the excavation of Scotty the T-Rex and putting in more than 1,800 hours digitizing information for the SAS. Jean de Dieu Nadayahendwa, Regina, has devoted much time over the last decade to work with the Francophone and African communities in the city, including serving on several boards to advocate for the Francophone community in school spaces. He is also the founder of the Burundian Community of Regina Inc., which welcomed Burundi newcomers to the community. Leela Sharma, Saskatoon, is a longtime active volunteer with the Hindu Society of Saskatchewan, served as co-chair of the Hindu Temple Expansion Committee, and has worked for 30 years with the India-Canada Cultural Association. She also gives her voice to host a weekly radio program, Sangeetmala, on CFCR 90.5. And Richard Strayer, Saskatoon, who served as a member of the Saskatoon Natana Rotary Club for 50 years and a board member on Saskatoon Council on Aging. He was also a longtime board member and president of Prairieland Exhibition and the Saskatoon Board of Trade. Bernice Woolhouse, Assiniboia, is a devoted volunteer with the Assiniboia and District Historical Museum for several decades, and played a key role in planning the museum's current facility. She was not present at the ceremony, and will be presented her medal at a later date.